The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
President Michael D. Higgins has convened the Council of State to deliberate the constitutionality of the Defence Amendment Bill 2024. We're not going to get into the weeds of that bill. Rather, the Council of State itself. What is it? Who's on it? And what does it do? Dr. Laura Cahalan is with me, an Associate Professor of Law at the University of Limerick. Laura, you're welcome to the show. So we will begin at the beginning. What is the Council of State?
Well, the Council of State is a body that's designed to help the President in the exercise of his constitutional duties, because the President has a couple of different roles. So he has the head of state role that we're all aware of, and that involves mainly your ceremonial type duties where you've no real decision making. But he also has a couple of constitutional duties where he has discretion to actually make a decision. And one of those powers includes the power to send a bill to the Supreme Court to test its constitutionality. But obviously, our presidents have no particular requirements for qualifications. You know, they don't have to be lawyers, for example. So when they were drafting the constitution, they decided to come up with this body to act as an advisory body for the president. When he is exercising these particular powers, he has to call this body together. Now, he doesn't actually have to take their advice, but he has to call them together before he would do something like refer a bill to the Supreme Court.
Okay, so who sits on it, and how long do they deliberate for before making a recommendation one way or the other?
Well, there's quite a number of people on it. So you have three different types of office holders, let's say. You have the ex officio members, so they would be the Taoiseach, the Tánaiste, the Chief Justice, the President of the Court of Appeal and the High Court. You'd have the Ceann Comhairle, the Cathaoirleach of the Seanad and the Attorney General. And then as well as that, you've had former office holders. So any person who's willing and able to act, who's previously held the office of President, Taoiseach or Chief Justice. And then as well as that, you have seven other members who are appointed by the President himself. So each president who is appointed has the power to appoint these seven particular members who generally represent different aspects of the life of the nation. And they're people that the President thinks would be useful in advising him on the matters that might come before the Council of State. So it all happens very quickly. He calls them together very quickly. They're sent a dossier about what the whole thing will be about. They all come to Áras and Uachtaráin. They can't meet in the council room anymore because the Council of State would have been much smaller years ago when there were less people on it. But because of all the former office holders now, there are a lot of people in there. And they all basically give their opinion on whether they think the bill should be sent, which only takes a couple of hours generally. And that's pretty much it.
So how active have different presidents been in this regard? I understand this is maybe the fourth bill, I think, that Michael D. Higgins has convened the Council of State to discuss. There were three previous ones, the Protection of Life and Pregnancy Bill, an International Protection one. I can't remember the entire title of that, the correct title, and a Judicial Appointments Commission bill. So this would be number four. Mary McAleese, I understand, was always at it.
Yeah, well, the council itself has only ever met 33 times in the history of the state. Most of them have been for potential references to the Supreme Court. Mary Robinson and Mary McAleese were very active, so they convened the council on 17 occasions between the two of them. But yes, Michael D. Higgins has only, this will be his fourth time convening the council, and all of them will have been for questions about whether or not to refer bills to the Supreme Court. But it was only in October of last year when he convened the council to consider the Judicial Appointments Commission bill. That was the first time he actually ever sent a bill onto the Supreme Court to test its constitutionality.
And if the President does that, let's say with this Defence Amendment bill, if he decides to send it to the Supreme Court to test its constitutionality, is that then the Supreme Court test done and dusted? Can somebody take a Supreme Court challenge to the constitutionality? Or has that kind of been ruled out now by the President?
That's a really good question, because this is one of the really tricky things about a reference to the Supreme Court. And it's one of the reasons that presidents are often reluctant to send a bill to the Supreme Court, because in theory, it sounds like a great idea. You know, before a bill gets signed into law, you ask the Supreme Court to make sure there's nothing unconstitutional in it. So you think they'd be doing this all the time. But the problem is, if they do send it to the Supreme Court, if the Supreme Court looks at it and they find there's nothing unconstitutional in it, it then acquires this protection. We call it the seal of constitutionality, which means it can never again be questioned in the courts. And that's all very well and good. But when the Supreme Court's looking at this, it's completely in a vacuum because the bill hasn't actually come into law yet. There are no parties, there are no people, there are no circumstances. So the lawyers are trying to come up with potential arguments that might be unconstitutional. But there's nothing to say that circumstances may not arise in the future which demonstrate a potential unconstitutionality. But because it's been looked at already, we can never question it again. So it's one reason why presidents are careful about sending it on.
Fascinating stuff, Laura. Thanks a million for explaining it so clearly. Dr. Laura Cahalan, Associate Professor of Law at the University of Limerick.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.